We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen. This is a special episode we're doing to celebrate Easter. Easter is when we celebrate what Jesus has done for us, that he died, was buried, and rose again. You see, the Bible tells us that when God first created the universe and everything in it, he made us, people, to live in relationship with him, to walk with him, talk with him, rule and reign with him. But when the first people God made did what he asked them not to do, sin entered the world. Sin is when we misstep, when we step outside of God's plan for our life. And it separates us from God. When sin came into the world, it brought darkness, death, and destruction. But God had a rescue plan, a plan to save us. God sent his son Jesus to fix everything. Right now, we're going to discover more about that story together. The story of what Jesus did for us. The story of Easter. It can be found in the Bible, beginning in Matthew 26. Picture this with me. It's evening, and Jesus and his followers, the disciples, are sitting down to eat together. The disciples have been following Jesus for 3 years now, listening to him, learning from him, walking with him. And now Jesus has gathered them here as his friends. Jesus knows it's almost time for him to leave earth and go back to heaven to be with God. He came here as a baby, bringing light to a world full of darkness, growing up and living a perfect life, showing everyone a new way of living. And now, soon, he will carry out God's rescue plan by trading his perfect life for ours. When Jesus does this, he will make a way for everyone to experience the new life he has shown us, life with God forever. But before it's time for him to die, Jesus wants to have one last meal with his disciples. Jesus lovingly looks around the table at their faces. They watch as he picks up the bread, thanking God for it. He breaks it into pieces and shares it with them. Trying to help the disciples understand what is to come, Jesus explains, "My body is going to break, like this bread." Later, he picks up a cup from the table, pours it out, and shares it. Again, he explains, "This is like my blood. It will pour out, and when it does, it will wash away all of your sins. Now, whenever you eat and drink, you can remember what I have done to rescue you." After finishing their meal together, Jesus and the disciples go out into the night. He leads them to one of his favorite places, a quiet garden full of olive trees. Moonlight shines through the branches as they walk into this familiar place, a place Jesus has been many times to pray. And tonight, Jesus is here to do just that. He asks three of the disciples to come with him, to keep him company as he talks with God about what he is about to do. But as Jesus prays, his friends' eyes get heavy and they fall asleep. Suddenly, everyone is waking up, and in the darkness, the lights of torches can be seen coming up the path. There's a sound of footsteps and the clatter of armor, and moments later, a group of soldiers is marching into the garden. Even though he has done nothing wrong, they are here to arrest Jesus. You see, as Jesus has been teaching everyone about life with God, showing people his love and power, the rulers of the land have grown jealous of the attention he is getting. They see him as a threat to their way of life and have come up with a plan to get rid of him once and for all. As the soldiers prepare to take Jesus away, the disciples try to protect him, but Jesus tells them to stop. This is all part of God's rescue plan. Jesus allows the soldiers to put chains on his hands and lead him away. As the disciples watch, fear fills their hearts. Jesus is their leader, their friend, the one they have put their hope in. What is going to happen? Will they be arrested too? They scatter, fleeing from the garden as the soldiers march Jesus off to see the rulers of the land. There, Jesus is put on trial. They ask him, "Are you the Son of God?" I am, Jesus answers, but they don't understand, and it doesn't matter. They've already decided that Jesus deserves to die. So the next morning, Jesus is taken to the leader in charge. Are you a king? He asks. Yes, Jesus answers, but no one understands that they are speaking to the true king of heaven and earth, the one who has come to rescue them. So instead of being worshipped, Jesus is made fun of. The soldiers pretend to bow down to him, giving him a purple robe and placing a crown of thorns on his head. He is beaten, and crowds of people who once loved and celebrated Jesus are now shouting for him to die. Crucify him, the crowd yells, and it is decided that Jesus, perfect Jesus, will suffer a criminal's death. He is given a heavy wooden cross to carry as the soldiers lead him up a hill. When they reach the top, Jesus is nailed to the cross, with prisoners hanging on either side of him. God's beloved Son, the one sent to rescue us, is now suffering for all to see. Jesus cries out to God, full of compassion, even for the ones who are hurting him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But still, the crowd continues to shout. Someone yells, "If you really are the Son of God, save yourself." Jesus knows that if he wants to save himself, he can. But he doesn't. The cost for sin is death, so he is here to pay the price, to trade his life for ours. Jesus is choosing this because of how much he loves us. This is God's rescue plan. As Jesus stays there on the cross, everything goes dark, even though it's the middle of the day. He takes his final breath and, knowing that God's plan will be fulfilled, cries out, "It is finished." When he does, the earth begins to shake. The curtain in the temple, which once separated the people from the presence of God, is torn in two. Jesus has opened the way for us to be with God again. His sacrifice has made everything right. God has rescued us just like he said he would. But the disciples and those who love Jesus feel sad and confused. Is this really how God's plan was supposed to go? How could Jesus die? This can't be how it ends, they think. And guess what? It isn't. Jesus's body is taken down from the cross and gently laid in a big tomb. Soldiers stand guard at the entrance, and a heavy stone is rolled in front so that no one can get in or out. Night comes, then the next day, and then, on the third day, something happens. Early in the morning, some of the women who love Jesus go to visit his tomb. And there, in the quiet morning air, they notice something strange. The stone has been rolled away. The tomb is empty and Jesus's body is gone. An angel is there, shining bright like lightning, telling them the good news. He is not here, he has risen. You see, not only has Jesus rescued us, he has now defeated sin and death. He is alive. The women have never felt such joy. They begin to run as fast as their feet can carry them to tell the disciples what has happened. Over the next 40 days, Jesus appears to his disciples. He spends time teaching them more about God's kingdom, explaining what he has done for them and for all people. It's like a dream come true. Jesus is alive again, and the disciples know everything will be all right. Then, one day, Jesus gathers them all on a mountain and tells them that it's time for him to leave. He is going to heaven to be with God, to prepare a place for us to be with him forever. But even though Jesus is leaving, the disciples won't be alone. In his place, God is sending the Holy Spirit, his very presence, to come live inside of them. There on the mountain, Jesus says, "Go and teach others to be my disciples, to follow me. Tell the whole world about who I am and what I have done." Suddenly, the whole sky fills with light, and the disciples watch as Jesus begins to rise up into the air higher and higher until a big white cloud hides him from their sight. Even though Jesus is no longer on earth, everything he taught the disciples will remain in their hearts. They and the world have been changed forever. You see, Jesus was God's rescue plan. He died, was buried, and rose again, all to make a way for us to live in relationship with God, both now and forever. When we believe the truth of who Jesus is and what he has done, or in other words, the story you just heard, and we receive His forgiveness and choose to make Him the Lord of our life, we are saved. We have hope and a future. Easter is when we celebrate what Jesus has done for us. Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon.